after the General Assembly voted to override Governor Roy Cooper's veto yesterday of North Carolina's pistol permit law. Some critics pointed to Mecklenburg's Tricia Cotham and two other Democratic House members who didn't vote. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The Senate had already overridden Cooper's veto. In the House, Republicans are one member short of a veto-proof supermajority. But when three Democrats missed the vote, Michael Ray, Cecil Brockman, and Tricia Cotham of Mecklenburg, the GOP had the three-fifths needed of members present. Republicans said the permit law, passed in 1919, was no longer needed because of federal background checks. Pistol buyers will still be subject to those. But Democrats said it makes no sense to further weaken gun control regulations. After the override, the progressive group Carolina Forward said it would hold the three Democrats accountable for missing the vote and that they, quote, chose political expediency over their constituents. Cotham said she had a doctor's appointment to treat her long COVID during the vote and that both sides knew she wouldn't be there. She said the override vote was unfortunate and that the repeal is dangerous. In reply, Carolina Forward said on Twitter that they sympathize with Cotham, but she should resign if she's not able to fulfill her position's duties. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.